Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Allison Keyes in Washington. Would-be rescuers in India have found no more survivors after two passenger trains derailed and crashed, killing more than 280 people and injuring more than 900. CBS's Remy Innocencio reports the death toll is expected to rise.
At the crash scene overnight, rescuers pulled screaming wounded from the mangled mess and then laid out the dead in lines and covered with white sheets right next to the tracks. This surge of wounded and dazed victims is also overwhelming small local hospitals that really aren't used to such an influx of trauma patients.
Now to the nation's capital, where President Biden is expected to sign that debt ceiling deal at some point today. This after he addressed the nation last night. CBS's Christina Ruffini.
This was President Biden's first address from behind the Resolute desk. And look, neither side was particularly thrilled with what they ended up with this last-minute deal. But negotiators say that's exactly why it worked.
No one got everything they wanted, but the American people got what they needed. We averted an economic crisis, an economic collapse.
The message of President Biden's Friday night address was less mission accomplished and more crisis averted.
Federal investigators say a nurse refused multiple requests to take an 8-year-old migrant girl to the hospital the same day she died in border control custody in Texas. Washington Post reporter Nick Miroff tells us a probe is underway.
This nurse practitioner saw the child multiple times and denied repeated requests from her mother to call an ambulance, even as the girl's condition worsened.
Secretary of State Lloyd Austin in Singapore expressing concern about China.
People's Republic of China continues to conduct an alarming number of risky intercepts of U.S. and allied aircraft flying lawfully in international airspace. So we will support our allies and partners as they defend themselves against coercion and bullying.
The debate schedule is set for Republican presidential primary debates.
GOP candidates will take part in a debate to be held August 23rd, and they must pledge to support the eventual GOP nominee. The RNC says a second debate will be held the following night if needed. The debate takes place in the city hosting the 2024 Republican National Convention, Milwaukee. There are already questions about who will take part in the debate with a growing field of candidates. Jennifer Kuiper, CBS News, Chicago.
A Utah school district has banned the Bible in middle and elementary schools, saying it isn't age-appropriate due to vulgarity or violence. A parent notes it has instances of incest. This is CBS News.
Need hires who dazzle without the hassle? You need Indeed. Their powerful platform helps you attract, interview, and hire candidates all in one place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
DQ presents how to get the most from your next DQ treat run. Step one, grab the new Oreo Brookie Blizzard. Step two, dig in. That's it. Because this triple-decker treat has brownie and cookie brookie pieces, plus Oreo pieces. Oh, that's a mouthful of DQ goodness in every red spoonful. Guess it's time for a treat run. Because the Oreo Brookie Blizzard is here for a limited time. Only at DQ. Happy tastes good.
For the ones who know safety isn't a catchphrase, it's a culture. And the ones who help make sure everyone makes it home safe. For the safety-minded who watch everyone's backs, Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as safety assessments and training to keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR.
Highs level off around 92 this afternoon under partly cloudy skies, easterly winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Lows around 58 tonight, mainly clear. Mainly clear skies again tomorrow, highs around 86. Highs level off around 82 Monday with a chance for scattered storms. 77, sunshine mixed with clouds at times Tuesday.
For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 79.
Welcome to WFHR's Over the Back Fence. This is the show that invites you to call in to buy and sell items, help neighbors, and have a few laughs. There's no price limit on items, although we do ask you keep it to 3 items per call, and for-profit businesses must pay for advertising. WFHR offers no warranty, assumes no liability, and makes no guarantees regarding any items offered for sale. WFHR reserves the right to edit or to refuse any items or to terminate any phone call. Remember, when you call into Over the Back Fence, you are calling in a live radio show, and your call will be live on the air. Your call may also be recorded as part of the entire program for future use. The opinions expressed on this show are that of the host and callers and not necessarily that of WFHR, its advertisers, ownership, or staff. When you call in, please turn your radio down and have fun. And now let's get to it. It's time for WFHR's Over the Back Fence.
Welcome, one and all, to Over the Back Fence here on WFHR, locally grown radio. Thanks for joining me this sunny, bright Saturday. It is June 3rd. I am your host, Seth, and this is the time of year that I love for Over the Back Fence because this is the time of sales, yard sales, garage sales, tent sales, estate sales, whatever you want to call them. All you need to do is call up 424-2600 and talk to us about where your sale is, and we will get people over to you. Of course, if you want to talk about other things you'd like to buy or sell, other items that you're looking for, or you want to talk about events happening in the area, we can do all that because we are going over the back fence right now. I want to do a shout out to our sponsors, Jeff Clark and Associates Insurance Services. Go ahead and on 8th Street there, go check them out. 424-4101, 424-4101 is the number to call for a no-cost consultation. If you're looking for health, life, other kinds of insurance, they are the people to go and see, and they are proudly sponsoring us on Over the Back Fence. 424-2600 is the number to call to get on the airwaves right here. We're going to go through our normal features like we do every Saturday here. We have our mailbag items. We have our news and notes and calendar of events coming up as well. Don't want to miss those. But first and foremost, let's get those phone calls. Grab one right now. Good morning. You are on the show.
Yes, Seth. I am looking for somebody to cut up about 6 deadfall trees, mostly pine, some oak. You can have all the wood if you want it. Plus, I need somebody also to blow off an 80-foot mobile home. It's got pine needles on the roof. I need to have them have a one of those leaf blowers and blow off the that. Like this is that roof is only about it's not very steep and it's only about 11 feet off the ground. So it's not. I did it last year. And I'm almost 79. So,
yeah. Okay.
Yeah. But anyways. This job will pay. It's in the town of Big Flats.
Okay.
And it'll pay about $300 or so, whatever. Yeah.
All right.
And it's
715-741-1544.
Yeah, you're going to have to leave a message because I'm going to be out cutting grass. So.
All right. Sounds good. Thanks for the call. Have a great weekend. All right, if you could, if you're looking to cut up some trees, get to keep the wood yourself, also some help blowing some leaves off a small roof, not too big, 741-1544, 741-1544, the number to call if you can help them out. And that's easy. That's how you do it here on Over the Back Fence. Easy as that. It was a great demonstration. Of course, last night you heard on these airwaves the latest Rafters game. And it's not been going so well this first week of the season for the Rafters. They dropped their third straight last night in Fond du Lac. They did mounted a comeback, but it came up a little bit short, and also committing a couple of errors as well. That's been kind of an issue so far this season. There's been some kind of sloppy play by the Rafters, but it's only the first week. Let's get this turned around, boys. We know you're working hard at it, so keep it going tonight. Listen to the game tonight. It will also be in Fond du Lac, so the only way you can hear it is on WFHR. Go stream it, WFHR.com, or if you want to grab our Civic Media app, you can download that on most mobile devices, and you can listen to it that way as well. If you are not in the area of a radio to listen on 1320 AM or 97.5 FM. The Rafters keep going tonight. Like I said, tomorrow they'll be back at home at a 4 o'clock start, late afternoon. And because of that, they're preempting my show. So I'll let everyone know about that. No new Seth Faces the Music tomorrow from 6 to 8 because of the Rafters game. In case the game ends a little bit before that time, there will be a rerun playing there. So check that out if you'd like. We also have, because of the big changes coming up on the schedule, coming up on Monday, There also is a rerun of a director's cut. Brad Jansen, a wonderful musician, came and talked to us earlier this year, and it was a wonderful performance. We played some of his recorded music. He played live, and a great conversation as well. So check that out. That's from 8 to 9 tomorrow on Sunday. If you weren't able to catch it at 7 o'clock this morning, the Sunshine Polka Party Show will be rebroadcast at 1 o'clock tomorrow. 1 o'clock tomorrow, Tim's wonderful polka show. Keep that going as long as we possibly can. We love that show, and we love Tim, and we love the great job that he does for that. So that's what's coming up for local programming. A couple of notes here. Of course, Monday is the big changeover day. So the morning show is no longer 3 hours on WFHR. It will be on for 2 hours, starting at 8, going till 10 o'clock. Stay tuned for that. Otherwise, it's the same show, the same guest, same host, all kinds of fun. Before that, from 7 to 8, check out our sister station, 105.5 WIRI. That's Wisc Country. New Sunshine Show, or Sunrise Show, excuse me, I got to get that right. Sunrise Show, James, Melissa, and I will be on the airwaves to inaugurate that show on Monday, 7 o'clock sharp. It's going to be a little bit different. Some things will be the same, but we'll be playing more music, of course. It's a country station. It's a classic country station, and we want to keep that music flowing for all the country fans out there. We know how much you like it. But we're going to have a local touch to it. We're going to have a morning show now, 7 to 8 on WIRI, 8 to 10 here back on WFHR. The big move is Morning Magazine has now been rechristened Midday Magazine. That'll be going from 3 to 4 every afternoon. Except on Mondays when Playmakers will be in that spot. 3 to 4 on Mondays, Playmakers will be live. Call in with your sports thoughts and feelings with James and whoever is going to be joining him. Of course, it's also a great way to preview the Rafters game coming up and on the throughout the whole week, all the stuff happening in local sports as well. So join us 3 o'clock on Monday for Playmakers. It's going to be tons and tons of fun. All right, let's grab a phone call. Good morning. You're on the show.
Yes, I have for sale 4 pair of ladies size 14 jeans. With 2 summer tops included, and a couple of them are brand new, the jeans, Carhartt and some St. John's Bay, and I have one called Not Your Daughter's Jeans. All 3 of them are new. So, and then I have 2 summer tops, and the size 14 in ladies, and I just want $30 for all of them. And if no answer, leave message, and I'll call you back.
All right, what's the number?
715-886-4677.
886-4677.
Yes, thank you very much.
Thank you. Have a great weekend. Got some ladies' jeans and tops for sale. If you're interested, 886-4677, 886-4677, the number to call for that. Also, I want to remind everybody on Thursdays from 7 to 8 on WIRI, Wisc Country, we have my show, Trail Tunes, from 7 to 8. Cowboy songs, Western songs, South of the Border tunes, all stuff about the West when it was young. And that's the songs that we'll be playing on Trail Tunes every Thursday from 7 to 8 on Wisc Country 105.5. All right, I think I've touched on all the programming stuff that I wanted to. We got a lot of great stuff coming up in the show here. Of course, more of your phone calls, 424-2600. Also talk about events coming up. We'll dive into the mailbag. Actually have some stuff this week. That makes me excited. So stay with us. We're going to take a quick break here. We'll be coming back with all that stuff I mentioned and more of your phone calls as well. Over the Back Fence, of course, proudly brought to you by Jeff Clark and Associates Insurance. And we will be back here on WFHR.
This is an advertisement for health insurance from Jeff Clark & Associates Insurance Services. There are many ways to purchase health insurance. You can go online, attend a seminar, or even call an insurance company. But when you are ready for personal, individual, professional, one-on-one service, come see us at Jeff Clark & Associates Insurance Services. We offer a variety of health insurance plans and companies to help you find the best plan to fit your needs. Come to your local agents, Jeff Clark & Associates Insurance Services, 3340 8th Street South, or call 715- 424-4101.
All across Wisconsin, destination marketing organizations are working to ensure that tourism in our state and your local community is stronger than ever. Their work to drive visitation and enhance the visitor experience not only encourages travelers to discover our great state, it bolsters the economy, supports jobs, and it improves the quality of life for all Wisconsin residents. To learn more about what these great organizations are doing, visit DestinationsWisconsin.com.
Sponsored by Destinations Wisconsin.
Hey, this is Jim Santel. I am the host of Morning Cannolis. Every single Saturday morning from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m., we talk about the major stories in law, in government, and the aspiration for justice in America. Delighted to have you join, call in, and be a part of our discussion right here on the networks of Civic Media.
Every year across America, a staggering 4.2 million youth are homeless or trafficked. Covenant House is the national leader providing safe housing for youth 50 years strong. Help us fight youth homelessness. Go to covenanthouse.org.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR.
Highs level off around 92 this afternoon under partly cloudy skies, easterly winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Lows around 58 tonight, mainly clear. Mainly clear skies again tomorrow, highs around 86. Highs level off around 82 Monday with a chance for scattered storms. 77, sunshine mixed with clouds at times Tuesday.
For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 79.
I'm a gonna raise a fuss, I'm a gonna raise a holler about a working all summer just to try to earn a dollar.
Welcome back to Over the Back Fence on WFHR. Here's a good song for summer.
No dice, son, you gotta work late.
Sometimes. The great Eddie Cochran bringing us back into the show here. 424-2600 is the number to call to get on these airwaves on WFHR, locally grown radio. I'm going to get into the mailbag items here and our news and notes, calendar events as well. While I'm going through all this information, please feel free to call 424-2600, and I will finish reading what's in front of me and get to your call as soon as I can. All right, diving into the mailbag here. We have a found item, and we do want to let everyone know, this was just a couple of days ago on June 1st on Thursday, at around noon at the Polar Spring Park on 3rd Street North and Spring Street in Rapids, a single car key was found with a key holder. Please call to identify if you think you have lost a key, 715-423-3775. That's 423-3775. If you were missing a key and you were in the Poplar Spring Park, that's on 3rd Street North and Spring Street in Rapids on Thursday, June 1st, may have your key. So call them to identify it. Once again, that number, 423-3775. Here's some items for looking for. From the mailbag, wanted, I'm looking for a used three-wheeled bike in very good condition. If anyone has one, please contact the person at 325-5863. 325-5863 if you have a three-wheeled bike in good condition that they may want. Let's pause from the mailbag and take a call right now. Good morning. You're on the show.
Yes, I have for sale an 8-foot slide-in truck camper. It's one where you sleep out over the cab. And the table converts to a bed. It's in pretty good shape for an older model. There's no leaks or stains in the ceiling. And I also have for sale a 40-foot hay and grain elevator, or it could be used even for elevating like firewood. It's 40-footer. It's got wheels and transport wheels and a winch for lifting it up and an electric motor. And my number is 715-652-6641. Thank you.
652-6641, the number to call.
Thank you. Bye.
Thank you. Have a great weekend. A sliding camper and a portable elevator. 652-6641. 652-6641, the number to call if you are interested in either of those items. One more thing in the mailbag to talk about today for sale. A couple of things here. Scott's fertilizer spreader for $10. Post hole digger for $10. and a hand shrub trimmer for $5. Here's some nice landscaping things if you're in the market for that. Call 315-8577, 315-8577 if you're interested in any one of those items. That wraps up the mailbag for today, everyone. Make sure you keep those coming, though. We like to fill up the mailbag for this show. And it's a lot of easy ways to get it to us. You can drop it off in person, 1690 2nd Avenue South in Wisconsin Rapids. We're right across from the Armory, kitty corner from the DMV on the roundabout. You cannot miss us. Come in during our regular business hours, 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. Monday through Friday. And you can hand that off to Pam. And while you're here, if you haven't done so, take a tour. Take a look at our studios. We'd love to have people come in and see what it's all about here. It's really cool. You can also email otbf at wfhr.com. You can email me personally, Seth, at civicmedia.us with your items if you would like. Please keep it to three items and make sure you have a good description so we can read it off on the air here. Also, if you your contact information is very important as well, so people can get a hold of you if they are interested. Turning now to our news and notes and calendar of events. Summer is getting really close, or I guess we can consider summer here. Unofficial start of summer, anyone? Anyone? Okay. But of course, blood donation continues as it does all year round. Here are some opportunities coming up from the American Red Cross. Coming up on Monday in Plover from 11 a.m. to 6 p.m. at the Plover Municipal Building, 2400 Post Road. They will be taking blood there through the American Red Cross, 11 a.m. to 6 p.m., Plover Municipal Building, 2400 Post Road. Coming up then on Thursday, the 8th, and I was right on that. All right. No look. At St. Paul's United Methodist Church at 600 Wilshire in Stevens Point, they'll be accepting blood donations from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. That's in Stevens Point. And then in Nakusa on Friday, the 9th, 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. at Nakusa High School, 500 South Cedar Street. That will be the next time in Nakusa they'll be collecting blood. On Friday the 9th, 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. at Nakusa High School. Of course, we have lots of opportunities coming up, not only through the American Red Cross, but through the blood centers of North Central Wisconsin. We also have Versity that does a lot of great opportunities in this area as well. We will, of course, keep you posted for all of that. Looking ahead to our friends at the Lowell Center, what they have going on this week. A lot of their regular items happening. We've got some line dancing, if you're interested in that. Making Your Mark journaling at 1 o'clock on Wednesday. We've got some bridge on Thursday at 12:30. Some sheep's head on Friday at 1. Get your cards out, everybody. Sounds like fun. There's going to be a senior sing-along at Lowell on Tuesday at 1 o'clock as well, along with all their regular programming. Check out our good friends at the Lowell Center, 220 3rd Avenue South in Suite 3. If you would like some more information, call them at 421-1051. That's 421-1051. And if you want more information about all the activities happening there in the month of June. All right, time for another phone call. Good morning. You're on the show.
Good morning. We have a Magic Chef bread maker. It's a new one. And it's $20. And also have rhubarb for sale. Phone number is 715-424-1058. Thank you.
424-1058.
Bet.
All right. Have a great weekend. Thank you for that. Bread maker for sale and some rhubarb. Good time for some rhubarb pie. If you ask, of course, many times good for rhubarb pie. In my opinion, 424-1058. 424-1058, the number to call if you're interested in any of those. Want to let everyone know that the Summer Recreation Activity Guide has been released by the Wisconsin Rapids Parks and Recreation Department. Lots of great stuff coming up. One of the things they offer that I don't think a lot of people know about is they have discounted tickets for some attractions around the state. So not only does it include the Milwaukee County Zoo, a great zoo, one of the best in the country, Noah's Ark Water Park and Pirates Cove Adventure Golf. Don't let my kids know. There's some deals for this, discounted attraction tickets through the WRPNR. And their office hours, Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to noon, and then one again, and then again 1 to 4:30 p.m. If you want to go ahead and give them a call, 421-8240, 421-8240. You can also check out their Facebook page, Wisconsin Rapids Parks and Recreation. They also have a website, wirapids.org. Let's make sure that's right. parks.wirapids.org for all their information, not only of the activity guide, but ways you can get those discounted attraction tickets as well. Very cool and very, very fun. Summer has now officially started for kids. Last day of school was on Friday. Congratulations, everyone, on another year completed. And now you get some time off. Have some fun. But one of the cool things that the Wisconsin Rapids Public Schools are doing over the summer is offering free meals to anyone, all children, 18 years of age and under. Now, just so you know, these are in-person meals. All must be consumed on site and cannot be taken to go. So if you're interested in either these breakfasts or these lunches, you do have to show up in person and consume them on site. Breakfast will be available at Lincoln High School from June 12th through July 20th, taking 2 days off under the 3rd and the 4th because of the holiday, from 7 a.m. to 8:30 a.m. Once again, Lincoln High School starting June 12th going through the 20th, 7:30 a.m. to 8:30 a.m. There's a one-hour window for that. Wisconsin Rapids Area Middle School will be offering their breakfast from June 12th to July 28th. Again, no meals the 3rd and the 7th. 8 a.m. to 8:30 a.m. This is only a half hour, so this is a quick go. This is once again RAMS, Wisconsin Rapids Area Middle School, June 12th through the 28th, 8 a.m. to 8:30 a.m. for breakfast. Lunches will be also available in two different places. Mead Park near the splash pad, June 12th through August 18th. And again, no meals for the week of the July 4th holiday. So that's the 3rd through the 7th. Every day from June 12th to August 18th, 11:30 to 12:30. That's at 14th Avenue South between Chase and Alston Streets. If you see the splash pad, the splash pad, and you will know where Mead Park is, and that is where they will be having the lunches. Also, the Witter Park shelter outside of the Aquatic Center will also be offering lunches every day from June 12th through August 18th, except for the week of the 4th, 11:30 to 12:30. Again, same time there as well. Once again, all these meals must be consumed on site. So keep that in mind and make sure you plan for that if you are going to partake. But once again, a big shout out to the Wisconsin Rapids Public Schools for this program and help everyone have a good meals throughout the summer when school is out. Speaking of fighting hunger, our good friends at the Southwood County Hunger Coalition, which includes the United Way, their annual United We Can food sculpture contest will be happening coming up very shortly, Thursday the 15th. I can't believe we're almost here for this, where teams of volunteers will build sculptures out of donated canned food. After the event, the Southwood County Hunger Coalition will distribute the cans to local food programs, adding to the total of over 64,000 pounds of food donated through the event since 2013. What a cool event. On the 15th, teams will build their sculptures at Witter Field between 10 a.m. and 4 p.m. The sculptures will be displayed during the Rapids Rafters game against the Kalamazoo Growlers starting at 6:35 p.m. There'll be lots of awards to be handed out by the judges, one of whom will be our own James J. Maloff, will be there to help judging as well. If you have any more questions about this, we just ask you to come and show up because these are really cool sculptures. If you've ever had the chance to see them before, what they do is very creative. If you have any questions, of course, you can call our friend Ben at the United Way, 421-0390, or email Ben at uwswac.org. Another event that's put on by our good friends at the United Way, the Desk event. Sign up now, everyone. It's not happening till August 3rd, but you do have to register in order to make sure you get these supplies. You have from now through August 3rd to register. Go ahead and go online, uwswac.org. Click on the Stuff the Desk banner. You can sign up that way. You can also call 211 Monday through Friday between 8 a.m. and 5 p.m., and you can sign up that way. The supplies will be distributed August 18th and 19th at East Junior High School, 311 Lincoln Street in Rapids. Registrants must select a pickup time. Each time slot is limited to a certain number of students, so make sure you have a time that you can make. There will be some walk-ins accepted, but they cannot guarantee any supplies, and it will be only a short period of time, Saturday, August 19th, between 10 and 10:30 a.m. So it behooves you to sign up right now to get your time slot to make sure you get those supplies. Coming up now, let's take a look at some events that are going to be coming up starting tomorrow. Some events starting tomorrow that we would like to highlight throughout our community. Blue House Cakery owner Kelly Lawler will be teaching the basics of cookie decorating while taking you through step-by-step instructions for decorating an assortment of cookies. This is going to be happening tomorrow, Sunday, June 4th. It is from 1 to 3 p.m. at the Lure Bar and Grill. Tickets are $55. Included with class purchase is a free drink ticket as well. Decorating cookies and having an adult beverage at the same time. What could be better? Maybe eating cookies at the same time would be better. But that's happening tomorrow at our good friends in Rome, and that is at the Lure Bar and Grill. Also happening tomorrow, if you're looking for some cool music, we've got Hunter Erickson offering an organ concert at St. Paul's United Church of Christ in Wausau. Free admission, goodwill offering. That's going to be happening at 3 p.m. tomorrow, June 4th. That's located at 426 Washington Street in Wausau. stpauluccwausau.org is the website to check out some more information. You can call them at 715-842-3733, 842-3733. That is the Hunter Erickson organ concert happening in Wausau, St. Paul's United Church of Christ, Sunday, June 4th. That's tomorrow at 3 p.m. All right, that covers this weekend. Of course, more Rafters baseball coming up tonight on the radio and tomorrow in person. Go to Witter Field to check out the game there. But we're going to take a break right now. We're going to take our second break. When we come back, we're going to go into what's happening over the week, this coming week. Lots of fun summer things happening, and we'll get into that in just a little bit here on WFHR. You're listening to Over the Back Fence, brought to you by Jeff Clark and Associates.
Locally grown 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios. Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
You've decided to expand your family with a furry friend, so what's next? Do you have enough space? What are the right foods? Get the answers to these questions and more at WFHR's Petpalooza on the Southwood County Humane Society grounds, June 11th from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Local pet experts will be on hand to answer all your questions, and the Humane Society will be open to discuss the adoption process. All this plus live music, food trucks, and food and direct sales vendors. It's a real petcation, June 11th from 10 to 4 for WFHR's Petpalooza.
It'd be great if life came with a remote control. You know, you could hit pause when you needed to, or hit rewind. Like that time you knocked down that wasp's nest.
Uh-oh.
Or that time you forgot to roll up your windows in the car wash.
Fantastic.
Yeah, a remote control would have come in handy then. Well, life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome. But prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes like managing your weight, getting active, stopping smoking, and eating healthier, you can stop prediabetes before it leads to type 2 diabetes. It's easy to learn your risk. Take the 1-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Life doesn't come with a remote control.
Yikes!
So you're on your own with the wasps. You have the power to take control of prediabetes. Visit doihaveprediabetes.org today. That's doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
What is dadication?
I think parents' job is to protect our children, but also prepare them for the world so they become good, kind human beings.
That's dadication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR.
Highs level off around 92 this afternoon under partly cloudy skies, easterly winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Lows around 58 tonight, mainly clear. Mainly clear skies again tomorrow, highs around 86. Highs level off around 82 Monday with a chance for scattered storms. 77, sunshine mixed with clouds at times Tuesday.
For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 79.
Hot town, summer in the city. Back of my neck getting dirt and gritty. Bend down, isn't it a pity? Doesn't seem to be a
a shadow in the city. All around, people looking half dead, walking on the sidewalk harder than a match.
Welcome back to Over the Back Fence on WFHR. Let's continue with the summer songs. It's just so summery right now, isn't it?
It'll be all right and late. Don't you know it's a pity the days can't be like the nights in the summer, in the city.
Welcome back. 424-2600 is the number to call to be on Over the Back Fence. Waiting for more phone calls here, everybody, as we continue with our calendar of events happening throughout central Wisconsin this coming week and beyond. But, of course, your phone calls are the most important thing. 424-2600 to get on the airwaves if you're looking to buy, sell, want other events you want to talk about, sales, garage sales, yard sales. Let us know. We want to know, everyone. Coming up this week, we have the first of the theme weeks for summer camp put on by the Southwood County YMCA. This week, June 5th through the 9th, is the Outdoor Explorers Week. Campers will explore and develop an appreciation for the natural world around them. Campers will experience different outdoor activities such as survival skills, nature scavenger hunts, and learn to identify plants and trees, nature hikes and shelter building, and making lifelong memories all week long. If you're interested, go to their website, SWCYMCA.org, or you can call them at 715-818-6031. That's for John Gutierrez. He is the summer camp director and can give you more information. That's 818-6031. Some coming up as well. There looks like some fun ones. We've got Creepy Crawly Critters Week. We've got All Balls Sports Week, Fun and Fitness Week. These are all some great things. We'll touch on those as we get closer to those events. Well, it's finally here, everyone. We've been talking about it a lot. The Southwood County United Way is doing their great book giveaway. Yep, it's back, everyone. Once again this year, so excited. They've got lots of great plans. It's a free event. All these are free. They get free books. Volunteers read to kids while you're there. Child care centers are welcome as well. Bring everybody. We love to have all the kids come to hear the stories and get some free books. First one is coming up on Tuesday, this coming Tuesday, Think Academy Playground in Rudolph at 10:30 a.m. Later on in the afternoon, they'll be hitting up the Wisconsin Rapids Zoo just down the road from here, and that's going to be at 1:30. Moving on to Wednesday, the 7th, at Ed Howard Elementary School in Port Edwards, 10:30 a.m. for that one. And then later on Wednesday at the McMillan Memorial Library, that starts at 6 p.m., so that one's a little bit later in the day, in the evening for that one. Coming up on Thursday at the Southwood County YMCA in Rapids at 10:30 a.m. Don't want to cut off their name. Thursday, June 8th, again, also in the afternoon, the Charles and Joanne Lester Library in Nakusa, 1:30 p.m. for that one. Last couple that we have for this week, coming on Friday the 9th, Adams County Library in Adams at 10:30. And then later in the afternoon, the Lester Public Library of Rome at 1:30 p.m. Then to wrap everything up on Thursday, June 30th, at the Lester Public Library of Vesper, and that's going to be at 12:30 p.m. Great book giveaway happening once again this year. Got lots of great volunteers to read the stories to the kids and plenty of books to give away as well. Some educational stuff coming up. A couple of things that we do want to highlight because it's some pretty important stuff to know. Planning ahead for the end of life is not an easy topic to get into, but our friends at UW Extension Wood County have a series of programs, of classes to go through to think about sometimes the unthinkable, but it's very important that we talk about this sort of thing. And if you have any interest at all, if you have parents that are facing these things, if you just want to plan for yourself, if you want to plan for your kids, it's all great information that anyone can use. It is a virtual 7-session course, 1 hour each, that guides participants through topics such as getting started, handling financial changes, advanced medical and legal directives, estate planning, choices in end-of-life care, final wishes, and understanding grief. The whole gamut there. Lots of great information coming up. This course features a free workbook to help people with the tasks and decisions associated with end-of-life. There is no cost for this class, but registration is required. It is starting this coming Tuesday, so see if there's still places available. You do need to register. Go online to bit.ly/planningahead2023, or you can call Wendy Young at the Extension Wood County office, 715-421-8437. That's 421-8437. The programs will be taking place on Tuesdays and Wednesdays, June 6th and 7th, 13th and 14th, and 20th, 21st, and the final one on the 27th. So if that's something you're interested in, go sign up today for that. Also, starting on Tuesday, on the 6th, Extension Wood County is also going to be doing their Focus series once again. They've got some more classes planned at our good friends at Focus at 2321 West Grand Avenue in Rapids. All classes are from 3 to 4 p.m. The first one coming up on Tuesday is our good friend Janelle Weir, horticultural educator. She's got container gardening coming up specifically on flowers. That's coming up on Tuesday. Coming up on June 13th, we've got Hannah Wendels, a Foodwise educator. What's in your drink? Using fruits, veggies, and herbs to add flavor. Fascinating. That sounds really interesting. And that's coming up June 13th. And then June 20th, some financial education from our very good friend Jackie Caratini. Advanced directives, kind of a tie-in to the end-of-life stuff that we were that'll be covered also by UW Extension at the library coming up this week. So more good financial information from our very good friends over at Focus and the UW Extension Wood County. RSVP by calling 715-421-8437. Same number as before. Go online at bit.ly/focus2023 to sign up there. Wow, so much stuff going on this week. Lots of good summer things, but there's also the old standards, including on Wednesday, our good friends at the Wisconsin Rapids Elks Lodge number 693 will be having their bingo going on. Doors open at 5. Bingo starts at 6:30. 430 West Jackson Street is where they are located. Not only do they have great and fun bingo there on Wednesdays, but Two Hearts Catering is open as well. Very good friends of ours at Two Hearts Catering. Go get some great food while you are playing your bingo. A very good and fun night. We got some programming coming up at the Great Zoo. I went there not that long ago, like last week, I think. Zoo is looking good. Got some new kangaroos hopping around there, plus all the great animals that they've had before. My favorite animal by far, the Z-Donk. Love the Z-Donk. Very strange-looking animal, but I just can't get enough of it. We've got some programming for kids coming up this Thursday, June 8th, at 11 a.m. and again at 1 p.m. ZooZort, they've come back once again. Want to get some more information? Go to ZooZort.com. You can find out more about them. But this is what we have. Noel Tarrant has been a licensed animal educator for over 20 years. She'll capture kids' attention with interactive questions, demonstrations, and animals. That's coming up this coming Thursday, June 8th, 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. for free at Helen's Zoo House at the Zoo, 1911 Gaynor Avenue in Wisconsin Rapids. All right. We'll take a pause from our events here and take a phone call. Good morning. You're on the show.
Good morning. I have for sale a weight bench. It's a Magnum 351, and it comes with all the weights. It has numerous weights and also the bar that goes across, of course. And we're asking $50 for it. And the number is 715-213-2023.
213-2023.
Right.
All right. Thank you. Have a great weekend.
You too.
All right. Get a weight bench. Do some exercise. And if you're looking for a way to work out at home, they've got you covered. 213-2023. 213-2023. Well, that's kind of cool. They got the same as the year. That's neat. I kind of like that. All right, keep the calls coming, 424-2600, as we move along here, looking at our events coming up. Coming up next Saturday, we do have several fun items coming up here on the 10th and the 11th. I should say Saturday, not Friday. The next Brat Fry will be happening at the West Grand Avenue Quality Foods IGA from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. to support our veterans, VFW and VVA. Their next Brat Fry. These are always fun, great food, great conversation, great way to say thanks to the veterans and all that they have done for us and for our country. And it's just brats in summertime in Wisconsin. What could be better than that? Maybe at the ball game, and maybe if it was at the rafters. But that's the only way. That's the only way it would be better. If you're listening to the last week of Morning Magazine. It's not going away. It's just moving. It's going to be Midday Magazine coming up this week at 3, from 3 to 4. But the last morning, one of the last morning's shows that James had with that was our good friend Mike Hittner from the Historic Point Boss. Their Pioneer Festival is coming up next weekend. This is always a lot of fun. On Saturday from 10 to 5, Sunday from 10 to 4, celebrating the 160th anniversary of Abraham Lincoln's Gettysburg Address. How cool is that? There will be a Lincoln press conference at 11:30 and at 2 o'clock on both days. There'll be low tea on both days at 1 p.m. There'll be hawk throwing, that's tomahawk throwing, at 11:30 and 2:30 both days. Come and enjoy this special occasion. Food and beverages are also available. Adults are $5. Students are $2. Another great way to study our and celebrate our local history at the Historic Point Boss, the Pioneer Festival. Not only that, some fun history in the making. Gettysburg Address. It's not a long speech, but man, it's one of the best ever given by any politician, if you ask me. Lincoln's Gettysburg Address will be the highlight this year of the Pioneer Festival at the Historic Point Boss. Well, that's going to wrap up the stuff for this coming week. Going into next Saturday. When we come back, we're going to look a little bit further ahead and see what's happening throughout the month of June. Got some other big things coming up. Cranberry Festival is coming up. I haven't mentioned that yet, but it's coming once again. Woo! Love this time of year. All right, everyone, come back. Join me again when we come back here. 424-2600 is the number to get on Over the Back Fence here on WFHR. Proudly brought to you by Jeff Clark and Associates.
This is an advertisement for health insurance from Jeff Clark & Associates Insurance Services. There are many ways to purchase health insurance. You can go online, attend a seminar, or even call an insurance company. But when you are ready for personal, individual, professional, one-on-one service, come see us at Jeff Clark & Associates Insurance Services. We offer a variety of health insurance plans and companies to help you find the best plan to fit your needs. Come to your local agents, Jeff Clark & Associates Insurance Services, 3340 8th Street South, or call 715-424-4101.
Women hear a lot about self-care these days. Advice on ways to relax, exercise, eat healthy, and more. Those are all great. But one of the most important self-care steps we can take is making sure we're financially secure later in life. That means saving money for retirement. It's never too late to start. And it's the kind of self-care that brings peace of mind that lasts. For small steps you can take to save for retirement, visit WeSaySaveIt.org. That's WeSaySaveIt.org. A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
America is kept safe because the Army National Guard responds, protects, and supports our nation when it needs them most. The Army National Guard responds to disasters such as wildfires and floods. They protect us with missile defense, cybersecurity, and civilian support teams for chemical, biological, and radiological hazards. Be there for your community and your country. Visit NationalGuard.com to learn more about part-time service. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
Over the Back Fence has moved. Tune in on Saturdays at 11 a.m. for an hour of water cooler talk, items you're looking to buy or sell, upcoming events in central Wisconsin, or just whatever. Join the conversation by calling 715-424-2600, and we'll go over the back fence at its new day and time, Saturdays at 11 a.m. It's the audio community bulletin board that comes to you. We'll see you there.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR.
Sunshine mixed with clouds at times this afternoon, with daytime highs approaching 92. Winds out of the east, 8 to 15 miles per hour. Mainly clear tonight, 58. Highs level off around 86. Tomorrow, mainly clear skies. Highs level off around 82. Monday, with a chance for scattered storms, 82. Tuesday.
For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 82.
It happened one summer. It happened one time. It happened forever. For a short time.
Well, welcome back to Over the Back Fence on WFHR, everyone. Hope you're having a great Saturday out there. It is June 3rd. It's 11:48 on the clock. Thanks, everyone, for calling up today. Thanks for listening in and joining in.
Forever, it seemed,
424-2600 is the number to call to get on these airwaves right now. If you're looking to buy or sell items, talk about events, whatever it is, that's what this show is all about. Let's take a caller right now. Good morning. You're on the show.
Good morning, Seth. I was just looking on your website. I was wondering when you're going to have the new schedule updated on the WFHR online website.
That's a great question. I will go ahead and find out. I don't have an answer for you right now. Talk to our web designer folks, and we'll see when we can get that out there as soon as possible. I'm with you. I hope we can get that out this week so everyone knows all the changes that are going on.
All right.
Thanks a lot.
You have a good weekend, okay? Keep cool.
You too. Thanks. Appreciate that. That was a great question, too. Of course, lots of changes, not only with our schedule, but the whole network schedule is going to be changing this coming week. So there's a lot of different stuff happening, and it would be great to have something on the website there so everyone can refer to it, including us. It would be very helpful as well. So hopefully that'll be up soon, and of course, we will be in contact with our design department, and make sure everything is getting set for that as well. Stay tuned, though. We will continue to tell you about the schedule as you listen here throughout the week coming up here as we get adjusted, as everyone gets adjusted to the new schedule. Some more fun stuff coming up later on in the month, going to Tuesday, June 13th for this one. Our good friends over at Mary's Place are ready to open their doors here in Wisconsin Rapids. This is very exciting. The building will be fully operational and ready for participants on Monday, June 19th. And in partnership with the Heart of Wisconsin Chamber, Mary's Place will be hosting a ribbon cutting ceremony on, like I said, Tuesday, June 13th at noon at 520 8th Street South. Guests are invited to enjoy refreshments and tour the building after the ceremony. If you don't know what this is, or what Mary's Place is all about, is a nonprofit organization providing short-term housing, averaging about 6 months, to adult men and women in low-income situations. Due to the apartment style of the Wisconsin Rapids location, Mary's Place will also be able to serve families. The building is three levels with 10 shared apartment units, a shared laundry room, and a common area space, an office space for the on-site house manager, of course. The lower level has one ADA accessible unit, case management, mentoring and life coaching, job service referral, financial guidance, and community referrals will be provided to program participants, helping them get back on their feet. A hand up, everyone, is what it's called. Individuals wishing to participate in Mary's Place programming pay a program fee of $80 per week. So that's how they, that's a reasonable sum to help them get back on their feet. This is a great program. We're happy to be part of it. If you would like to volunteer, of course, there's always need for volunteers. Go ahead to Mary's Place website. That's marysplacecw.org. That's Mary's Place CW as in Central Wisconsin. So check out their website. You can also call 384-9227, 384-9227 to schedule an appointment for more. If you would like more information or if you think you are in need, if you could use some help with that, that is the number to call to schedule an appointment so they can start talking to you about what your needs are. Well, summer, you know, all these unofficial beginnings to summer, of course, this happens every year, you know, the unofficial start of summer, Memorial Day, before that, I don't know, Mother's Day, today, let's make it today, why not? But for locals here, we know one of the other unofficial beginning of summer events is the reestablishing, is that the word I'm looking for? The opening, let's put that out there. Wisconsin Rapids Farmers Market, the downtown farmers market is coming once again. Join us this season for fresh flowers, locally grown fruits and vegetables, baked goods, free activities for the kids, of course. Every Thursday and Saturday from 8 a.m. to 2 p.m., it's on First Avenue South between West Grand Avenue and Goggins Street. That's the same place it's been for many years now, and they've got lots of fun activities starting to kick off the year. Let's highlight Thursday, June 15th, because that's coming up. iHeart Art Studios will have a sidewalk chalk art from 10 to 2. KC Twist Balloon Creations will be there from 9 to 1 on Thursday, the 15th. That's kind of fun. Nice place to go with your kids if you're looking for something to do in the middle of the day on those Thursdays. On Saturday, June 24th, we've got the Lincoln High School Mariachi Band performing. So much fun. Safe Kids Wood and Clark Counties will be there as well. And that's going to be June 24th. We've got a lot more activities coming up throughout the year, and we will let you know as we go along with that. Another summer Excuse me there. Another summer meal that you can partake in that helps the Junction City Parochial School is the Amish School Benefit Haystack Supper, the second Wednesday of every month from May through October. And this is held at Junction City Community Park. That's on Case Avenue in Junction City. The next one coming up will be June 14th from 4 to 7:30 p.m. They'll have raffle drawings there as well. If you have any questions or you want some more information, contact Norman at 540-8186. 540-8186, the number to call if you want more information on that. Some more fun events coming up. The Material Girls Quilt Club 2023 Quilt Show is coming up. Can't wait. That's going to be so good. It's going to be so much fun. Friday, June 16th, Saturday, June 17th, 9 to 4 each day at Assumption High School at 445 Chestnut Street in Rapids. Admission is only $3. 15 and under are free. Come enjoy the beautiful quilts. You can vote for viewer's choice. There'll be a quilt raffle, basket raffles, special display of New York beauty and barn quilts. That sounds very cool. Vendors, food, something old and something new shop. Check out the quilted car. A quilted car. That's worth $3 alone. And finally, a Quilt of Valor presentation on Saturday at 11 o'clock. Very cool ceremony for that as well. This is something to look forward to every year, people. Material Girls Quilt Club 2023 Quilt Show coming up Friday, June 16th and 17th, 9 to 4 each day. And we might be having a little bit more to do that with that this year. Stay tuned. We will let you know. Port Edwards Education Foundation is having their 17th annual Black Hawk Scramble at the Lake Harrod Golf Club. The Lakes Course, that's Monday, June 19th, is located at 1472 Apache Avenue in Nakusa. Check out their website, lakeharrodgolf.com. The time is at 9:30 a.m. registration in the driving range. Get yourself ready. And then 11 a.m. is the shotgun start. Cost is $75 each or $300 for a foursome. Includes green fees, cart rental, range balls, and prizes, and a meal will be provided. Plus an afternoon with friends playing in one of Wisconsin's premier courses. What could be better? All proceeds go to student enrichment projects at the Port Edwards Educational Foundation. It's also a great opportunity to support them as well. If you'd like to register, you can call or text Corey, 715-884-6650. You can also talk to Sue, 213-0153, or Sharon, 340-0155. Those are the places you can make your registration for your group or for your individual, if you're an individual. And another great opportunity to help more education in the area. There's been some talk about this on these airwaves. The ALIS report has been released. And there's some common learning sessions coming up here at the library to talk about the ALIS report, what it means, and what we can use it for. ALIS stands for Asset Limited Income Constrained Employed. Represents individuals and households who earn above the federal poverty level, but less than what it costs to make ends meet. ALIS workers often struggle to keep their own households from financial ruin while keeping our communities running. ALIS is your child care worker, cashier, home health aide, office assistant, or general laborer, all people who are essential to the success of our community. So the first opportunity is going to be June 22nd at 10 a.m. at the McMillan Library All-Purpose Room. There will be another presentation at 4 p.m. at the same place, the McMillan Library in the All-Purpose Room. And down in Adams County, there will also be a presentation on June 27th at 9 a.m. at the Adams County Community Center, room 145B. Registration is appreciated but not required. They do want to make sure that they have enough places for everybody. Contact our good friend Ben at the United Way, the of Southwood and Adams Counties. You can contact Ben at 421-0390, 421-0390, or email Ben at uwswac.org. That's going to wrap up the show for today. Thanks, everyone, for tuning in. Thanks for all the callers. Do appreciate it, of course. We'll be back again next week. I believe I will be spelled next week by my good friend James J. Maloff. So nobody call. No, I'm kidding. Lots of calls. Keep it busy over the hour. But that's coming up next, Over the Back Fence, next Saturday from 11 to 12. Coming up next is the Charlie Barron's Kripcast show. Stay tuned for that. And after that, we've got Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram with Under the Helmet from 1 to 2 o'clock for today. Rafters baseball on the air tonight. And then tomorrow at 4, preempting my show, but that's okay because it's the Rafters, and we love them around here. Once again, shout out to Jeff Clark and Associates, the sponsor of this program. Fine sponsors they are. 424-4101, the number to call. If you want to set up a no-cost consultation with them, they are more than happy to do that for you. Once again, all the big changes coming up next week. Stick with us, everyone. Lots of changes have been going on the last couple of years, but stick with us. Not too big. We'll try to make it work with you, the best listeners in radio. So once again, thanks for listening to Over the Back Fence, and this is
WFHR Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248 DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.